Okay. Well, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful day. It is a great day to be talking about how you might be able to save somebody's life. As we start a new semester here at UW, we want to make sure that we're putting health and safety front and center for everybody. And so we're really excited to be here on Library Mall announcing the opening of a new save station here and in James Madison Park. Library Mall is one of our busiest and most dynamic public spaces in Madison, with nearly 3 million people passing through this corridor every year, from the state capitol on up Bascom Hill and to the UW campus. We are really fortunate that we have excellent professional fire and police departments here in Madison responding to keep us all safe. And one of the main things that the folks who ride our ambulances do is take cardiac arrest calls. And they do a great job of it. They can get here in minutes. But when seconds matter, it's important that we have AEDs like the one behind me available for our community members to potentially save a life. So we really, when you're talking about cardiac health, it really is a matter of seconds. And while you know that the ambulance is going to get here as fast as it possibly can, if you see somebody having a cardiac event and you can get to an AED, you can make a difference in that life. And that's why we're here today, is to make that easier in public spaces. So by placing these AEDs here and in James Madison Park, we're making the devices more available and we're increasing the chance that more lives will be saved. It's a simple and accessible and easy to use device. Even if you've never used an AED before, you can follow the instructions and help save a life. This machine will literally talk you through helping to save somebody's life. And so these save stations will give our residents, folks who work here on campus, students and visitors, the confidence to step in and help someone. And together, that helps us to build a safer, stronger, and healthier Madison. I have a few thank yous before I pass the mic. I want to start by recognizing and thanking the student organization Cardiac on Campus, who made this possible to have the donation of the AED and the save station here. The folks from Cardiac on Campus approached the governor's office, they approached my office and said, how do we make this happen? And we all said, that's a great idea, let's make it happen. So, but it would not have happened without the students from Cardiac on Campus. So I really, really appreciate their work and their initiative. Their leadership has shown how powerful it can be when the university and the community come together. And it's really inspiring to see students stepping up to make Madison safer for everyone. I also want to thank, of course, Save Station and Zoll for their partnership in this and making sure that we could actually have the equipment to install. And I want to thank, of course, our fantastic Madison Fire Department for being part of this effort and for making sure that we're educating folks about cardiac health. And then last but not least, I want to thank Pulse Point. If you are not yet signed up for Pulse Point on your phone, please get out your phone, download the app right now. And Pulse Point will tell you once you are trained in CPR if somebody needs help. And it will literally give you an alert so you can go and use that training to help save a life. So thank you to all of the partners that are responsible for us standing here today to celebrate this new save station. And now it's my pleasure to turn it over to the District 8 Alder, Alder MGR Govindarajan.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is MGR Govindarajan, and I have the unique honor of serving as the Alder for this district and the Council Vice President. Library Mall is one of the most important crossings in the city, connecting UW-Madison to the broader city of Madison, right here on State Street. I'm excited that with Safe Station, we are making it safer for everyone who calls campus and this neighborhood home. Thank you to Cardiac on Campus locally and nationally for making this a reality. Being a student and wanting to make a positive impact on my community is what encouraged me to run for office. And I'm proud to see my fellow Badgers at Cardiac making a similar difference here at the campus community. Public safety is a top priority for myself and downtown residents alike. It's more than just keeping our roads, keeping you safe on our roads, neighborhoods, and homes. It's about how we can be each other's keepers, stepping up in these critical moments when someone's life is at risk. This safe station makes that possible. It ensures that no matter who you are, if you are here and someone needs help, you have the tools to step up and save a life. That's what building a safe and a caring community is all about. And I'm proud to see it here in the heart of the university and the heart of my district. And now I'll pass the mic to Assistant Chief of Madison Fire, Hamas. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Chris Hamas. I'm the Assistant Fire Chief of the Madison Fire Department. I oversee the medical operations for the fire department. As you well know, when someone goes into cardiac arrest, time is really of the essence, and it really shines a light on the importance of having early CPR and early defibrillation applied to that patient. It can't be underestimated. When someone goes into cardiac arrest, they still have several minutes of good oxygenated blood in their system. And by providing good early compressions, we can circulate that blood around the body to perfuse the brain, the heart, and the lungs, which is really important in that time of need, and can buy them some time until the professional responders arrive with additional equipment and personnel to continue the resuscitation. If the patient's in a shockable rhythm, as the mayor alluded to, time is of the essence. Time is in literally seconds that make a difference. And studies show that within the first 4 minutes, if someone's defibrillated within the first 4 minutes of a cardiac arrest event, they have the greatest chance of survival. Hence the importance of bystander intervention and delivering early CPR and early defibrillation. Bystanders truly become an important link in the chain of survival in a cardiac arrest event. Shines a light also on what Cardiac on Campus has done here, getting these AEDs out in a high traffic public location such as this and in James Madison Park. These units are available 24/7, so if someone goes into cardiac arrest, they're readily available and can be used on that patient and truly make a difference in their outcomes. We've alluded to PulsePoint. We encourage you, as the mayor just alluded to as well, go on to PulsePoint, get that app onto your phone. It'll alert you when you're in a close vicinity of someone that goes into cardiac arrest, and it'll direct you to where these AEDs might be located. These two AEDs and these save stations have been added to the PulsePoint app, so they're ready to go if someone is to go into cardiac arrest. Madison Fire Department is really proud to be collaborating with all the entities involved to get these save stations in place. It's really going to make a difference and an impact on cardiac arrest saves and outcomes in our community. So thanks for your time. Thanks for coming to support this. I'd now like to introduce Lori Peters with Soul.
Thank you, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm Lori Peters, Associate Director of Advocacy and Partnerships with Soul Public Safety. I'm also a very proud UW-Madison alum and longtime Madison resident, so this is really special and really personal for me. First, I want to thank Mayor Rhodes Conway and the Madison Fire Department for their partnership, but most of all, the incredible students of Cardiac on Campus. It's their vision, persistence, and passion that pushed this idea forward with the city and brought us all here today. Without their leadership and determination, this safe station wouldn't exist. It's a powerful example of what true community partnership can accomplish when passionate students, city leaders, and first responders come together to protect lives. And that commitment matters because sudden cardiac arrest can strike without warning, even in young, healthy people. And when it happens, survival depends almost entirely on what bystanders do to in those first few minutes. Calling 911, starting CPR, and using an AED can more than double a person's chance of survival. And that's why this installation matters. AEDs don't just deliver shocks, they empower everyday people to step in with confidence. The Zoll AED inside this cabinet turns hesitation into action and gives anyone the chance to become an unexpected hero. It provides visual and audio feedback and coaches rescuers through CPR in real time. Thanks to this effort, life-saving tools are now more visible, more accessible, and connected through the PulsePoint app. So when every second counts, help isn't just on the way, it's already happening. As a Badger, I couldn't be prouder to see my alma mater leading by example. UW's motto is forward, and today is a powerful reminder of what it means, moving forward together to build a safer and stronger community. The safe station isn't just equipment on a corner, It's a symbol of Wisconsin values, neighbors looking out for neighbors, ordinary people stepping in extraordinary moments. On Wisconsin, go Badgers. Thank you.
All right. Hello, my name is Deb Hennig, and I'm the president of a company and a co-founder of Safe Station. This was an incredible, important, or a very important placement for me and ribbon cutting to come to. Myself and Corey, we drove 13 hours yesterday to be here at this particular ribbon cutting because it was probably 3.5 years ago, I feel, Maddie, that I met one of these amazing students at a conference, and I think I probably was, you know, talking about Safe Station and the fact that we can now actually get them outside. And she, along with some of the other girls, really have been fighting for a very long time, and it does take a lot of perseverance. So a big congratulations to you guys for actually seeing this through. Seeing it on a university campus too, I think, is really, really powerful, because really that's our opportunity to educate like mass numbers of people. I want to give you just a quick background about Safe Station. So, you know, we've been running a first aid training and AED company for 28 years, like a lot of people. And we realized that we're really not moving the needle in sudden cardiac arrest survival rates. We're saving lives. You hear amazing stories, but generally speaking, there's still a massive opportunity to save more lives. So my husband and I were actually in Europe, and we started noticing outdoor AED placements all over Europe in the tiniest of towns. And so we're like, wait a minute, why don't we have this in North America? So we started researching, piloted it, and you know, our first placement took a lot of perseverance, like this one did. A lot of people have worries about theft and vandalism, and so it takes a lot of pushing for people to say, no, we have to push through some of those barriers. And we placed one, but then after we placed it, we realized nobody really knew about it. So that's when we stepped back and actually said, wait a minute, we need to kind of light this up. We need to make it obvious. We need to put it right in the middle. We can't stick it inside a building. It needs to be outside. So the purpose really behind Safe Station is it's providing access, but now the opportunity is awareness and education. And that's where I think the fire department and all the work that you guys are doing and the students is really going to make a difference. It's all those pieces together that are critical. I will share with you that after our first few Save Stations, the incredible news that we had was the very first save we had was a 12-year-old girl, and her name's Nina, and she was playing soccer just outside of, she was in Seattle, outside of Seattle, and she had no known history, and she collapsed on a field, and because of the hard work of somebody else, like these girls, a Save Station was there, they grabbed an AED, and she is alive today. And a week later, a 16-year-old boy was actually saved playing basketball in Sonoma Valley. So it's really, really true what everybody's saying. This does not just happen to older people. This can happen to very, very healthy young students, anybody around here. So super important that we all know what to do with those minutes before medical help arrives. So before I pass it off, we did want to make sure that everybody understands that now that this is sitting here, and I might just have you back away, just... And I'll just speak loud. Hopefully you can hear me. But this is alarmed. So the minute somebody opens it, there's a really loud alarm that goes off just to tell everybody, hey, there's an emergency. I'm going to turn off the alarm. But we just want everybody to know that this is fully accessible, and it's intended for anybody at any time without training to open it up, grab the Zoll AED, which is an incredible unit that's literally going to start talking to you the minute you press the on button, and it will tell you exactly what to do. Okay, so I'll do that before I pass it off to the girls.
So just on either side, you're just going to grab, and alarm would be going off, and then you're going to grab this old AED, and literally you just take it. Okay, so, and then the amazing thing about this unit is the minute it is opened, and the minute it's open, then the guys from fire, there's a number of people that will get alerts, and now they're going to start kind of triggering their response. And also when it's actually taken out, they're going to get another alert. And and the other thing too about this unit is it's keeping an eye on the AED 24/7, so it's actually watching to make sure that the AED is ready for rescue, which is super important, that pads and batteries are in good working condition. Okay, so congratulations, you guys.
Thank you. right. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining Cardiac on Campus today as we celebrate the installation of these Safe Station outdoor towers equipped with Zoll AEDs. My name is Erica Lowe, and I have the privilege of speaking on behalf of Cardiac on Campus. Cardiac on Campus is a student-led nonprofit started in 2015 right here on the UW-Madison campus. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from our co-president, Kelsey King, about the founding of our story of our founding. This nonprofit is truly special, started by two cousins that wanted to make a difference and ensure that people know that cardiac emergencies can happen to anyone, at any age, at any time, regardless of their fitness level or current health status. Cardiac on Campus has been fully student-run for the past 11 years. I feel like that right there has got to be repeated. For 11 years, this 501c3 nonprofit has been completely student-run by an executive board consisting of 10 to 15 college students. Together, we focus on three main initiatives: the donation and placement of AEDs, free CPR certifications, free ECG screenings, and most importantly, sharing the life-saving knowledge and education needed for people to truly understand that anyone could be at risk, but everyone has the ability to help. But what stands out even more is that everyone that has been involved with this organization has made an impact and played a part in where we are today. With Brittany and Jesse's guidance, our two co-founders, smooth transitions have been made to move to new executive board members every year, allowing the opportunity for college students to learn how to lead and make meaningful contributions to our campus, all while sharing the story of their brother and cousin John. When members of this organization graduate and leave the Madison campus, they should feel a sense of pride for what they have done as a student. There are so many things that you can be involved in as a college student, and Cardiac on Campus is truly special. And the impact you can have is inspiring. For the last 4 years, I've been involved in this organization in a variety of ways. I started as a general member, just moved by the mission, next as vice president, and finally as last year's co-president. During this time, I've seen the nonprofit hit some amazing milestones. This past year, we hit a staggering number, hitting our 2,200 free CPR certification. In May, we screened our 760th participant at one of our ECG screenings. And most importantly, and most recently, today we celebrate the placement of our two outdoor AEDs and freestanding cabinets, totaling 13 AEDs placed on the Madison community. But this would not be possible without the amazing support from all of you. Whether you are a community or family member providing encouragement, friends that have attended our 5K Red Tutu Trot, or a corporate sponsor that has supported the donations through equipment or financial means, we cannot thank you enough. With your support, we've been able to raise over $10,000 each year to support the purchasing of the CPR cards, the renting of the ECG equipment for the screenings, as well as the purchasing of the towers and Zoll AEDs placed today. I'm extremely proud to be part of this installation and cannot wait to see what Cardiac on Campus accomplishes next. I'm now going to hand it over to Kelsey, one of the current co-presidents, to talk about our founding.
Hello, everybody. As we stand here today, I'm going to take you all the way back to the beginning. My name is Kelsey King, and I'm the co-president of Cardiac on Campus. I'm speaking on behalf of our founders today, as they were not able to attend. Cardiac on Campus was founded in 2015 in memory of John Dorinda. John, just 20 years old, was brother to co-founder Brittany Dorinda and cousin to Jessica Krause. On June 13, 2015, John set out to run the Rock and Soul Half Marathon with his families and friends. After crossing the finish line, John suffered a cardiac arrest. Paramedics stationed at the finish line responded immediately with an AED and shocked John back to life. But on the way to the hospital, John suffered another arrest. And while he ultimately passed that day, those quick interventions gave John's family one last precious gift. They were able to see him alive one final time. In their grief, Jesse and Brittany turned heartbreak into action. As Erica said, they created Cardiac on Campus, a 501c3 nonprofit with a mission to raise awareness on heart health, specifically with a focus on young people who don't usually find themselves at risk. What began as a small initiative has grown into a lasting movement, offering free CPR and AED training, placing life-saving AEDs across campus, and fundraising these events through our annual 5K, which this year will take place on October 5th. Since its founding, Cardiac on Campus has placed 13 AEDs, certified
more than 2,200 individuals in CPR and provided ECG screenings for over 1,100 students, detecting 41 abnormal rhythms. Each of these efforts represents another step towards saving lives and preventing sudden cardiac death. Today's ribbon cutting is not only of the installation of these new SAVE stations, but also a commitment. A commitment to carry forward John's memory, working to protect the lives of young people, and to make sure that if sudden cardiac arrest happens, help is always nearby. On behalf of Cardiac on Campus, thank you to all of our partners, our student members, and this incredible community for supporting our mission. Together, we're creating a safer campus, honoring John's legacy, and reminding each other that every heartbeat matters. Thank you.
All right, I think we all have our homework assignment, right? Thing one is that you go get trained in CPR by Cardiac on Campus, or if you're not on campus, sign up for one of the Madison Fire Department's free classes in CPR. Thing two is you sign up for Pulse Point and make sure you get that on your phone and check the box that says you want to get CPR alerts so that if somebody near you needs help, you will know about it and you will be ready. And if you are on Library Mall or if you're in James Madison Park, you'll be able to use one of these fantastic SAVE stations that, again, are only here because of this incredible partnership that came together, led by the students from Cardiac on Campus. So we're gonna cut a little ribbon now, and then if there are questions, we'd be happy to take them after. But I'd like to ask the two students who spoke to come up and hold the ribbon, please. Take this picture first. And then, ready? One, two, three. Woo! All right, are there any questions from the press? Okay, feel free to jump in and ask people individually if you want to, but let me just say thank you again for everybody for being here and for being a part of this great initiative. We really appreciate it.